Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's so good that Tiak is married.
Yeah.
Because there's a list of things you should not do on a first date. And it's pretty straightforward stuff. You know, you shouldn't keep your AirPods in.
Yeah,
that's
one
of the things on the list or whatever. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
And Tiak said, so this is one that's okay on the list?
Yeah, I said that one's... Yeah, that's
statement.
Just rude in general. I hate when kids do it when they're out with the parents and they just have the AirPods in. Especially, like, you'll see a grandparent with a kid and they just...
Don't
the kids
do that.
Just, I hate it. Like, come on, kids.
My daughter has such thick, gorgeous, luxurious hair that you don't know that she has her AirPods in. And it's off-putting. Because
really?
I'll be, like, sitting to the left of her going... No. And she doesn't hear anything. I'm sorry.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Mm.
You did make a blanket statement here.
Which was?
What was it? Most of these things aren't so bad.
Yeah, I think most are okay.
So we're gonna roll through some of the things on the list, and TX's gonna defend the position. You're on a first date with somebody.
Okay.
And they do this, TX thinks it's okay. Leaving your AirPods in, even he agrees.
Right.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burp your name.
Like spelling it in burps, like,
That's your burp sound?
I couldn't do a burp.
R.
Ew. It sounds like you're burping.
I know. That's what, and isn't that what we would-
It just reminds me of the house bunny.
Oh my gosh. What does she say?
Penelope.
I can't even do it.
Penelope.
To remember people's names, she always does that. She goes,
Erica.
There we go. Why couldn't
what
I
is
do
the
that?
House bunny?
Oh, Anna Faris, yeah. Rumor Willis, Catherine McPhee, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. Tyson Ritter was the guy
yes,
in it.
You're right. From All American Rejects.
You missed this one completely?
Literally never heard of this in
so
my
funny.
Life.
Yeah.
Do I have to circle back or does it not hold up?
Oh, it holds up.
For real?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
It's been a hot minute, but I like it.
Okay, so Hack, defend burp your name.
I think if that's your talent, you want to, that's putting your best foot forward. And I also think, I just believe in being yourself because you want to attract a partner that likes you for you.
Okay,
and so the quicker you can get to you, like if you're looking for a partner that will burp back at you, you got to put it out on the table.
How about this one?
First date.
Sure, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm not saying I would burp my name. That's not my talent. I don't have any talent.
Okay. Look at her body and say, Daddy, like. You cannot defend that. You cannot.
Is she hot?
It doesn't even matter if she's hot if you like it, right?
Right.
She's
but
hot
no
to you.
No woman is going to be like, that's the one. Yeah. He looked at me and said, okay. Daddy like.
I would advise against speaking in third person, generally speaking.
Or referencing yourself as daddy.
Okay, yeah. You guys picked the hardest ones on the list first.
How about...
But showing off your prison tattoos, you're being open and honest about your past. What's better in a relationship than that?
Showing off your... So you think... Well, there's no... Prison tattoos, aren't they typically like the teardrops around your eyes?
That's one of the certain, yeah. Mm.
If you murdered people.
I think that's what that's for,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, we love an open and honest man, right?
I actually don't think the prison tattoos is the worst, because if you've been in prison, maybe your date should know that.
There's one on the list that I don't think is bad. Use a coupon.
I don't think
that's bad.
You guys.
Thank you.
Dude.
Pay full price for once. Mm. I'm already making less than you on the dollar. Pay full price.
First off. Okay. Now, you don't know that.
I'm the general woman here.
Yeah, but you're overgeneralizing. Like he might be making.
I don't think we overgeneralize that women would make less money.
But like that particular man and you.
That's none of my business.
Know.
Get a better job then.
Yeah, but you'll be a better negotiator then.
And what better way to weed out a partner like Erica than using a coupon and just being like, well, I'm glad that didn't work. I don't have to have this fight anymore.
Doesn't that say I manage my money. This is a person you could spend your life... Like some guy who's like, order the caviar. I don't even like it, but just get it because I like burning money on hot chicks. Like
daddy like.
Daddy like burning money on body like that.
Is there anything with like a coupon versus a gift card?
To me, anybody who says gift card
I'm okay
is
with
cash.
Gift card.
It's cash.
Yeah, a gift card is okay.
Okay.
But coupon is
Well, we have to go to the Olive Garden because I have a gift card. That's the only place we can go. Then I'd probably be like, then I don't know what we're doing here.
I'm trying to bring you into my life. Aww. And it's sad.
I don't think you can't make it. Like, if you're trying to claim you're not superficial and not a gold digger.
I never claimed that.
Okay. I'm saying if womankind. Let me rephrase, princess.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but like women are always like, guys try too hard to impress. You don't have to do that. Then it's like, what's less impressive than a coupon?
Thank you.
Nothing is less impressive.
Coupon. The server comes back around and you gotta.
Yeah. It's not even the same restaurant.
No, these days, men don't try hard enough.
Mm. Okay.
But also I'm being probably really hypocritical because my first date with Dane was like an extreme happy hour. So he may as well have used a coupon.
Yeah. He's like, we got to go to this place because almost everything's free.
He worried I was going to think he was cheap.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't use a coupon, but he did have to bust some tables after you had left.
I walked away and he went back in. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do a couple more here. Order in Klingon.
See, I actually kind of like this one. I like this one a lot. If you are a Trekkie.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Klingon is like one of the weird characters on Star Trek movies. And there is, we had an engineer at one point. It was one of the few that we didn't kill. He actually just went on to another job. But like, we didn't kill any engineers. We just had, tragically, a couple of engineers die. Mm-hmm. Like it was, we just had a streak going there where it was like.
Don't you wish you hadn't brought it up now so you didn't have
kind
to explain?
Kind of. But like, this show's about honesty. And right. Like, if you're applying
so
for
any
of
the.
Klingon is the language that Worf speaks.
Right, because he is a Klingon.
Mm. Yeah.
But we had an engineer who used to do that. So it's like, kapla means success. And I know this because every time like he'd set up for an event, he'd be like, kapla! And you're like, okay, man. Relax.
But also, if you order at a restaurant in Klingon, they're not going to know what you're saying.
That doesn't matter. What if you're at a restaurant, you can just tell, what if a Klingon is your server?
I'm just trying to think, like, if I were on a first date with a woman and she was that into Star Trek that you could actually speak the made up language from the show.
If she knew it as well. Like,
no, but if I'm not.
Yeah.
But she is, I'm going to want to know that as soon as possible that I can make a decision to probably get out and not do a second date. Because if that's what you're looking for in a partner is someone you can speak Klingon with, then I'm not your match.
Yeah. Okay. One more. Yeah.
Okay.
Brag about your STDs.
Okay.
All right. And TX like, and there's always a case for that.
Sounds like he has insurance.
What?
Medical? What?
Oh. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported narrative-driven stories, We're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.